Madeline, it's nice to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
And she was here with us, November of 2024. So it would have been your senior year with the Shaler Area Sustainability Club. And since we last saw you, you graduated, and now you've found yourself at Carnegie Mellon in the first year at civil engineering. How did that happen? You probably had a number of schools you were considering as you got out of high school. Was CMU the one you really wanted to go to?
Yeah, CMU was always kind of like my top school because of the summer program I did, and I was familiar with it. And it was one that I really wanted to go to above all others that I applied to. And I actually, originally, I was waitlisted and I didn't get in. So I was committed to Pitt until about July of this year, or I guess last year now, when Carnegie Mellon emailed me like right in the middle of the summer and said that they had a spot for me, which I took.
Wow, that's amazing. I think a lot of schools have had a little trouble balancing their acceptances and then matching how many students are going to say yes. I think the pandemic has made that equation a little harder sometimes. So the Summer Academy for Math and Science, I know a little bit about the program, but not as much as I should. Can you explain what it's all about?
Yeah, so it's a six-week residential pre-college program, so you live on campus, you have a meal plan, all of that. Like, you stay in the actual dorms that they use, mostly the freshman dorms. And you take a bunch of classes while you're on campus. Of course, one in math, one in science. You have, like, a project course. And then there's also, like, one that's writing meant for you to learn how to write your Common App essay. As well as one they call, like, student to scholar, which is just kind of, like, general, like, not college prep, but just kind of, like, learning how to come into your own as a student and also, I guess, a scholar.
Who is the scholar in that relationship? Is it a grad student or a professor?
No, it's more like you're learning how to be more than just, like, a high school student. You're learning how to be more like...
Got it. It's the pathway from student to becoming a scholar.
Yes.
I was thinking it was a relationship between a student and a scholar. Who teaches these classes?
Some of them are taught by CMU professors or faculty, like people that are already there. But then others, I think there are people that just, like, come in and from other universities to teach it. Like, I remember... my professor for math that year, I don't remember where she said she taught, but I know it was somewhere else. But I believe everybody, generally speaking, is involved with a university in some shape or form.
So it really, in some ways, it's like a dress rehearsal. And I suspect the classes either, maybe it's both, help you understand the cadence and lifestyle of succeeding on a college campus or the rhythm of a college lifestyle. So once you're adapted to it, you understand what you're in for. But I would imagine some of the content you learn might give you a bit of an edge. Did you learn things in math, for example, that showed up in your first year math requirements at CMU?
Not quite. The year that I was there, the math options they had weren't like the kind of math you'd think it would be. Like, it wasn't calculus or anything. It was more so like more abstract concepts of math. Like, I took graph theory, which is about like sort of like sequencing and like ordering things a certain way. Like, it has a lot of applications in computer science. Which, like, I heard about, like, later down the line when I took computer science my senior year of high school. But, a lot of it is just kind of, like, giving you more abstract things that you wouldn't have known about going in just to kind of put you in that situation where you're totally unfamiliar with something, but you're having to figure out how to learn it and do that in a college environment.
So part of it sounds like just helping you sort of adopt the wiring that it might take to learn about something abstract or something brand new. Or one of the things, I knew I wanted to study engineering, but not necessarily to be an engineer. I just wanted to learn kind of the principles of how to solve problems. And probably graph theory, maybe it'll be something you use specifically in civil engineering, but if you don't use it explicitly, I'm sure it's part of how your mind develops as you do that. That's fascinating. So you mentioned the classes again in the Summer Academy. You had a math, and what were the others?
There was a science. There's like a project that you work on for the 6 weeks that you're there. And then there's also a writing class and the student-to-scholar class that I mentioned.
And what was the project class like?
So it's a little bit different, and I think they change them up quite a bit every year. But when I was there, there were seven of them, all kind of like a broad like range of like applications, because there were some that were more like research heavy. Like I believe there was one that was a lot of just like pretty like straight biological research. But then there were other ones that were more like there was one that was kind of exploring different polymers. In like a chemistry lab and learning about how those are made and what they can be used for. I'm trying to think. The one I was in was called game design, where you kind of get like a crash course in using a game development engine. And then for the remainder of the program, you kind of work on developing one in a team of like, we had four people, which was really interesting because it's not something I would have had the opportunity for otherwise. And even though I'm not doing anything with computer science or game development, I still think it was a really cool experience.
What's a game development engine?
So the one we used our year, which I think they changed since, was Unreal Engine, which is what a lot of very popular video games are built on. It just kind of like gives you, I guess, like the scaffolding to build a game. Like it gives you sort of all of the commands and the framework for it, and then you just kind of put your vision into it.
Fascinating. This is Madeline Tomko, a student at Carnegie Mellon University, and we're talking a bit about the Summer Academy for Math and Science. So that project class is probably, it's a team project, as you said, you and three other people. Is a lot of that project not only the topic of the project, but the relationships and working as a group, because that can be tough. You're all there for the same reason, but I know when I was at Carnegie Mellon, working across disciplines and majors was something we stressed a lot, and that can be challenging. People all look at the world a little differently.
Yeah, I do think a big part of it was working in teams and learning how to work with others. I do think a lot of the other projects tried to center that in some way or the other. Like, even if you were working individually on, like, the actual, like, work in class, I think a lot of the presentations were done in groups to kind of foster that sort of environment.
So you, this year's summer program runs June 20th through August 1st. And applications are due February 1st. What got you interested back a year ago when it was time for you to apply for this program? What excited you about applying and getting a chance to go?
Well, I originally heard about it because I went to like a speaker session thing with my high school's Math Honor Society. And she brought up that, like, there are these opportunities you can apply for in the Pittsburgh area, including the Summer Academy for Math and Science. And I thought, like, it would just be a really interesting thing to do. It would be a good way to spend my summer. I also knew at the time, because I was a junior in high school starting to think about college, that I was very interested in STEM and that Carnegie Mellon would be a good place for me to try to pursue that in college. So I just thought, like, that could be something cool. It could be something fun to do.
That must have been the longest you've lived away from home. 6 weeks, right? And you're living in the dormitories at CMU. What was that like?
It was honestly, I really liked it. And I was really happy I did that because it made me a lot less nervous about coming to college now and living in a dorm. I actually ended up being in one of what are now the upperclassmen dorms. It was the 5th and Clyde building. So it was really nice. It was pretty brand new in there. But I had a lot of fun. Like, I made a lot of friends. And it was a really good time.
Did some of them end up going to Carnegie Mellon as well?
Like, the people from my, like, inner circle that I hung out with the most didn't. But I do know some people that are now also freshmen with me at CMU.
Nice to be able to know that. So you can, if you go to cmu.edu/pre-college, or you can go to Instagram at cmupre-college. You can learn more about the program. Again, applications are due February 1st. The program runs June 20th through August 1st. It's a merit-based program. It is there are full scholarships available, I believe, to the program. I want to ask you some other questions just about life at CMU for a first-year student, but anything else you wanted to mention about the pre-college program?
Just that it was a really good time. Like, yeah, it was fun, and it gave me a good idea of what college was going to be like. But I think it also really helped build my confidence, like, as a student. Like, I wasn't really that nervous about coming to college this year. I felt pretty confident in who I am and, like, what I want to do and what I want to achieve. And I attribute a lot of that to my experience with pre-college.
It's great to hear. Again, on Instagram, at CMU Pre-College, or just Google CMU Pre-College, and you'll find the information you need if you're interested in applying. And this would be for a person, I think, who graduates, or if you are going to be graduating in 2026, or can you attend between your junior and senior year? If you don't know, I'll look it up.
I believe it's between your junior and senior year because they want you to finish the program and then go and do your final year of high school.
Ah, okay. That's the way it worked for
I believe
you?
So, yeah. Okay. So you apply as a junior.
So you can get all of that information at CMU Pre-College's website. So I'm curious how you arrived at civil engineering as your major and what it's been like so far, whether you're taking any classes in your first semester or in this semester that are specifically related to CIVI.
Well, I originally started thinking about civil engineering because I took a sustainability class at my high school and I was very involved with the sustainability club. And so I knew that was something I wanted to pursue in my career down the line. And I found that there were a lot of applications with that, with civil engineering. And it's also just something I've kind of always been interested in, like, especially structural things. And more recently, I found, like, transportation-related things pretty interesting. So it's kind of always been a no-brainer. I didn't really consider many other majors.
That's terrific to hear. What are some of the classes that you've taken? Have you gotten into departmental classes in your first year?
Not quite yet. The only one I've been able to take is the intro course, which you have to as a freshman. And that was really interesting because it's for the entire department of civil and environmental engineering, so you do a little bit of both. But I don't believe I'll be able to take any major courses until next year.
Do you know how many civil engineers are potentially in your class? I'm sure some might change, but do you know the rough? For me, we had about 100 chemical engineers during my freshman year. Do you know roughly the number of civvies?
I don't have a precise number, but from what I've heard, it's maybe only like 20 or 30 in civil specifically, and probably a similar amount in environmental. It's a very small department.
I thought so. Do you have a sense of men and women, if there's if one dominates the other, or is it about equal?
I think for civil, it's about equal. And environmental, what I've heard from upperclassmen is that normally it's all women and then there's only one man. But I think this year that changed. I think there's a few more guys in it.
I'm happy to hear about the equal aspect that you mentioned as far as undergraduate, because that's been not equal for a long time. For whatever reason, a lot of engineering schools seem to be dominated by men rather than women. I don't know why exactly, but I'm glad that's changing a bit. How is the stress level at CMU? I know from having been a student as well as still being on campus, every now and then it can get kind of stressy, a lot to do. You clearly must be coping quite well. You seem confident that you're doing well. Are you on break now?
Yeah.
I thought so. But how has it been so far?
It's been pretty manageable. Granted, my first semester I had to retake a couple classes from high school because I didn't get the credits to transfer, but generally speaking, I think most of the semester was pretty all right, and it's just finals that was kind of awful, but that's how finals is. That's college.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a lot of managing, like, your workload also with, like, if you're doing anything extracurricularly, because I know I am, and I didn't really take a break with that from high school. I kind of jumped right back into everything, so that's been kind of tricky to manage, but it's going well.
Do you have any advice for people that are going to be starting college, maybe a year younger than you?
Maybe just take the time to be kind of adventurous. Like, one of my personal, like, things that I try to do is if someone asks me if I want to go somewhere, like, even if it's just, like, running to the store or, like, going to the library or something, I'll always say yes just because it's something to do and it's something to put, like, a break in my schedule rather than just kind of sitting secluded and, like, studying all night. Or, like, going out to eat or something spontaneously. Like, it's fun to always say yes to things like that.
That's very good advice. Madeline Tomko is representing herself, of course, but also the Summer Academy for Math and Science at Carnegie Mellon. You can attend it just as she did, learning more at CMU Pre-College on Instagram or cmu.edu/pre-college online. Is there anything else you'd like to say regarding where you are in life now and where you hope to be?
I will say I'm really happy with where I am right now. CMU was one of my top schools, and I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be studying what I'm studying. And I guess I just hope that continues. It's been a very good first semester so far, and I look forward to, I guess, the next seven of them.
Excellent. It's been great to have you here today. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, you're here every 15 months or so. We'll have you back. Once again, Madeline Tomko, graduate of Shaler and now in her first year at Carnegie Mellon University.